From time to time, the senior center in a community makes it into the news. There were staffing changes at the Medford Senior Center a while back. Earlier this spring, staffing changes at the Ashland Senior Center led to a recall campaign against city parks commissioners who kept their jobs. We wanted to take a step back and just consider what a senior center is, and the answer can be very different from town to town. There's a good chance the centers will become more important in the coming years as the so-called silver tsunami of retiring baby boomers swells the ranks of seniors looking for things to do. So think of this as Senior Center 101. Our guest is Christy Murphy, who's the manager of the State Unit on Aging in the Department of Human Services. Christy, thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go broad first and talk about the infrastructure for services for seniors, because it's quite extensive. I mean, let's start with the State Unit on Aging and what it's responsible for.
Okay. The State Unit on Aging is really responsible for overseeing all the Older Americans Act dollars that come from the federal government to the state, and then they're distributed out to 17 area agencies on aging across the state. Then those dollars are they're to provide services in those communities. And the beauty of the Older Americans Act is that it's very community-focused. So there's a lot of leeway in the rules and what people can do as far as utilizing the services and how they make them work so that they can really fit the needs of those communities.
All right. So the 17 area agencies on aging, which I guess are usually referred to as AAAs or AAAs. So the Older Americans Act provides what kinds of services then?
Well, the Older Americans Act provides meals, so both dining room meals in senior centers. We provide meals on dollars for the Meals on Wheels program or the home-delivered meals in those areas. We provide legal services. We have programs for health prevention programs to keep people healthy. We provide funding for elder abuse and also legal assistance, as well as there are dollars available for chore services, for in-home care, that kind of thing for seniors. Again, really flexible on really meeting the need of the person.
Okay, so when people talk about, for example, the Kauffman Senior Center in Eugene and the Medford Senior Center, the Ashland Senior Center, I mean, are they going to offer generally the same range of services?
Well, senior centers are really, in most areas, are run by the Parks and Recs Department of cities. So we really don't have a lot, the State Unit on Aging really doesn't have a lot to do with how senior centers are managed. The AAAs in those communities, we hope, are involved with the senior centers and talking about what the needs of the community are and how they might be able to augment services or assist the senior center in providing services or programs that the community wants.
All right, so really a different thing town by town, and not often. I mean, you hope they're connected to the AAAs, but they're not required to be, it sounds like.
No, they're not. But certainly we would encourage them to be connected with the area agency. The area in most senior centers, the area agency on aging is the one who's providing the meals in those communities. So we do contract with them for space to utilize maybe their kitchen or their dining room so that we can provide congregate meals in those areas. But that's generally the bulk of what we do. But we do encourage that partnership. We want a strong senior network in every community, and all players, whoever might be involved, from hospitals to area agencies to senior centers to anyone, AARP, if you have a local chapter, anything like that. We want all players to come together to work for the good of the community.
As the community changes in average age, I mean, the median age obviously creeping up in America over the years, and we mentioned the silver tsunami, and being a possessor of silver hair myself, I can totally relate. The we're getting to a point where there are just going to be lots more seniors. Is there a sort of a constant process of adjustment at all levels of service providing for seniors to examine what's being offered and what might change?
Sure. I think the way seniors seek services or information has changed dramatically. The Older Americans Act was written in 1965 and it was reauthorized in 2016 again. And at the time, we did put a lot of focus on senior centers as the focal point for communities. But as the internet has developed and communications, it's really changed in the way people want to access services. And when you talk with, it's very interesting because you can be talking with community members and you'll say, you know, why, have you gone to the senior center? And they'll say, you know, that's not what I want to do. I'm 85, but I don't want to go be with those old people. So it's very, very funny. But we really do have to look at the way we provide services, and we have to do it differently. For example, we have the Aging and Disability Resource Connection, which is a statewide information and assistance, as well as resources for seniors. So we have an 800 number so people can call in and be directed to their community. Or, for example, if you're living in Ashland and you have a parent in Pendleton and you want to know what services are available, you can go in and search in that community and find resources that you want. So we're kind of looking, you know, really looking at children who are taking care of their parents and looking for resources. We also, by calling the ADRC, the 800 number, you can be connected to someone who will walk you through the process if that's what you need. Very personalized service based on the wants and the needs of the community or the person who's calling. We also have a website, which is adrcoforegon.org, and that provides information as well. So folks can go in and find out about programs. They can search for resources. They can actually find out their local contacts. So if they want to walk into an office, you can find the phone number there located on the site as well. So we're really looking at how can we communicate with the growing population of seniors and how do we do it in different ways.
So you said adrcoforegon.org?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the 800 number if that's at your fingertips?
1-855-ORE-ADRC.
O-R-E-A-D-R-C. Okay. Mm-hmm. That E is really important. Okay. 855-O-R-E-A-D-R-C. Can you, do you have the numerical conversion in front of you?
I don't write in front of me.
Okay. I'll figure it out in just a moment. Let me remind people, we're talking to Christy Murphy, who's the manager of the State Unit on Aging in the Oregon Department of Human Services. We're talking about senior centers and senior services. You can join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Share your story. Maybe you've gone out searching for senior services as you had more time on your hands and greater needs. We'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. There's something you said a moment about the people who at age 85 don't want to hang around with the old people, which in researching this interview and topics to bring up, I was looking for Medford Senior Center. I ended up actually in Medford, Massachusetts. There was a comment from somebody who runs the senior center there who said that people who say they're too young to go to senior centers. So, I mean, are the centers themselves facing some PR issues with the public, Christy?
Well, I think it varies from community to community. We were out in Milton Freewater a few weeks ago, and they had over 60 people in their meal site, and people coming in and accessing services, and others, you know, you might see something different. But I think it's the real opportunity is for the senior centers to be reaching out and talking with their community and their partners about how they stay vital. How can we become that resource for our community?
So when we talk about the meal sites and the on-site meals and the meals on wheels, the legal services, mm-hmm. the health, the chore services, all that stuff, are there eligibility guidelines based on income or anything like that?
The Older Americans Act is very it's not means tested. All you need to do is be 60 years of age and older. And you can come in and you can participate. Meals on Wheels, you have to be assessed as homebound, but you can come to a meal site, a congregate meal site, and have a meal for free if you'd like. But we do ask for a donation if you're able to help support the program. We do, you know, we take donations.
So it seems like that's a big issue with senior centers, though, is that you got not only some variation from town to town, but lots of different funding sources, it sounds like, for different services delivered.
Yes, that is true. So as I said, it's they usually run through the Parks and Rec Department. It's called, Oregon Parks and Rec. So they're the association, but you have, I don't know, city, county, some federal dollars may flow through, but like I said, for the Area Agencies on Aging, we basically support the meal sites and maybe a small buy, also maybe lease a space or rent a space from the senior center to provide outreach, but that varies again from town to town.
I did notice some accreditation that comes from the National Council on Aging through the National Institute of Senior Centers. There's an accreditation for senior centers. So, I mean, do you have to be able to provide some services at some basic level just to be able to call yourself a senior center?
There are services you need to provide, but and usually it's the Meals on Wheels and the Meals program, but I'm not familiar with any basic services that you have to be provide to become a senior center. I'm not aware of that.
Within the realm of all the agencies that provide care for seniors, I wonder if there are some efforts to make sure that there can be intergenerational activities so that you don't get this sense of a monoculture where you just have people over a certain age and under a certain level of abilities, that you don't get comments like the 85-year-old person saying, I don't want to hang out with the old people.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think that's a great point. And that, again, the beauty of that is that each senior center is its own entity. So if I were in charge of a senior center, I would certainly be thinking about those things and polling my community and finding out what the need is and finding out what people want, because it's certainly different, you know. And now it's shifting as seniors, you know, there are other places to meet. You can go into McDonald's in the morning and you see a group of older gentlemen, you know, sharing coffee or doing what they do. So it's important to reach out and say, how do we stay vital? What is it you want? And how can we continue down this road to be a place that the community wants to visit and come together.
Senior Centers and Services for Senior, the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange, as we talk to Christy Murphy, who's the manager of the State Unit on Aging in the Department of Human Services. Maybe you have something to add to the conversation in the way of questions or comments or stories about a senior center in your town or some change at a senior center in your town. Maybe you've started one. We'd like to hear from you at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So there's a good example, starting one. If you're in a place that doesn't seem to have a great clustering of services for seniors, and you're thinking, you know, this town is big enough now for a senior center, where would you go first, Christy?
Pardon?
Where would you go first? What would be some of the first steps?
For a senior center?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Well, the idea was if you thought my town is big enough now and got enough older people and we got enough agencies that can provide services, we need a senior center. How would somebody go about starting one?
I think I would bring my area agency in. Mm-hmm. I would talk with the city, Parks and Recreation Department, if you have one. Also, just I think bringing a group of people together and talking, I would start with the city and say, these are areas, you know, we feel that there's a need for a senior center. We'd like the area agency to be involved. Bring the partners together and begin that conversation. How do we go about it and what can we do?
I haven't talked about the raw numbers yet, which would be an issue here, certainly, because not just for senior centers, but for all programs that provide services to seniors. How big an upwelling are we looking at here? How big a silver tsunami is Oregon bracing for?
I think there's so many people turning 65 every single day. I can't give you the exact number, but it's big.
I think it's 10,000 people a day is what I saw across the country.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's sizable. It's just making people aware. That's what we continue to try to do, is reach those individuals and let them know what's available. Again, trying to diversify how we reach out through the internet, through communications, written, whatever. to try to reach that group.
All right. We have a call here from Rika in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking senior centers with Christy Murphy.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
And other services for seniors that are needed are gardeners and cheaper water. You know, as people get older, they tend to want to garden, actually, if they are still fit enough to do so. But many of them can't do so because the price of water is too high. The unit cost is too high. The base charge is too low. And, you know, so the cost of the plant is not spread evenly among the population.
Mm-hmm. So and, is there a senior center near you, Rika, but it doesn't provide gardening programs?
We have, for instance, Master Gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost have to be a senior to take those classes because they're during the day and during the week.
It's a long stretch, I know.
But if you don't have water in your yard, what's the point? I mean, if you can't afford to use the water from the city, you can't afford to garden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also cutting into the supply of available gardeners to maintain people's places because where those people come from is the poor and the lower middle class.
All right.
And if they can't afford to garden their place, they will not learn how to garden yours.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. I want to ask Christy before we go if I know there are lots of gatherings of people who provide services to seniors on a regular basis. I wonder how much discussion there is about things like differences in approaches as the years go on as more people become seniors.
We're continually talking about that. It's how do we reach them? How do we provide services that are meaningful? Regarding senior centers, I think that's something that needs to be done on the local level and continually reaching out and getting opinions and ideas about what people want and how they want services delivered.
All right. So, again, the Aging and Disability Resource Connection contact info, adrcoforegon.org. And we decoded the number into digits. It's 855-673-2372 or 855-ORE-ADRC. Thank you so much for joining us today, Christy Murphy from the State Unit on Aging.
Thank you for having me.